Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsell, and welcome to Wonderful Wednesday and the end of February. When you wake up tomorrow, it will be March 1st, and that's when we're going to start our success frenzy. So you're going to get lots of tips for achieving success and meeting every goal with results. This includes tips for reinventing yourself. So you're going to discover a lot of ways to reinvent yourself for success in business and in life. And this is going to help you really focus and get the clarity that you need so that you can achieve all of those amazing goals that you set at the beginning of the year. As we transition into or out of February, I promised that today we would talk about the fact I would answer the question, can love conquer fear? In our society today, people are afraid of everything. And with that comes a low trust level. And also what we don't think about is the fact that with that low trust level, it attacks our confidence. When something attacks your confidence, then it's very difficult for you to manifest. It's even difficult for you to keep your focus, to follow that one course until you get the results that you're after, until you are truly successful. So does using love to overcome fear, does that really work? That's something that we're going to talk about today, and I am going to give you some examples to kind of state the obvious in that it does, love can overcome fear. So I'm going to give you some examples, and we're going to kind of get some clarity on that. And this is going to take us into the month of March and give you that boost of confidence that you need so that, or that burst of confidence that you need so that you can get to where it is you want to be. So I have to ask you, have you ever heard the phrase love conquers all? Well, most of us have, yet with all the fear that's going around, you can't help but wonder if there's any truth to that, because everything, you know, when you look at the headlines, if you go on the internet, or even if you watch the news, for those of you that watch the news, there's always something that's instilling constant fear in us, and it takes us away from our love center. And so when you get knocked off of that center, then it's hard for you to focus, and it's hard for you to remember what you are here, were put here to do. So most of us have heard that phrase that love conquers all. Yet with that fear that we see every day, then we start to wonder, is there any truth to the fact that love does conquer all? As we wrap up the month of February, I want to remind you that there is more to love than just romance. It's not just about romance. And I think that's where we get confused, or we draw the conclusion that it does not conquer all, because people get divorced and people kind of fall in and out of love. And so we view that as the only kind of love that there is. But all month long, even during our challenge, we've been dealing with how you feel about you, because that's a big part of whether you're even able to follow through on just basic romantic love. Okay, not Eros love that goes to that level where you are head over heels in love with one another, but the basic idea of romantic love, which is kind of a fantasy. So when you don't feel good about yourself, you can't even follow through on the most basic part. So all month long, that's what we've been talking about. When things don't go our way, we have a tendency to judge the person or the people involved, so we get an unpleasant outcome. And of course, we know that the obvious answer is, okay, I'm supposed to love that person. I'm supposed to forgive that person. I'm supposed to get back on track and get back in the game and keep going forward. Well, that's easier said than done sometimes. However, it can be done, and it is necessary that you do it, that we all do it, if you're going to serve your purpose for which you were put on this earth. So when you think about that, then know that love can help you to overcome that. When we judge the person or the people involved, and we get that unpleasant outcome, then we start to not believe in this idea of the fact that love can conquer all. We forget that the objective is to It's to attract a situation that allows us to live a life of peace and power and plenty without hindering our performance and our productivity. And when you operate in fear, and which leads to you not trusting, which pokes holes in your confidence, well, you can't perform on the level that you need to perform on so that you can get the results that you're after. And so that means there's no productivity or very little productivity. And it's okay if that's where you are today. It's not about you beating yourself up. This is about you recognizing where you are so that you can become more proactive about getting to where it is you want to be. So it also means that it means loving yourself enough to start taking, being more proactive so you can get to where it is you want to be, but also loving yourself enough to share love by using your gifts and talents to serve others. A lot of times we hold back. See, when you're not performing, when you're not as productive as you can be, you need to understand that somebody's doing without this amazing gift or this magnificent gift that you have. So when that happens, what you need to do and is think about, why are you here? Okay, what purpose should you be serving? And why are you not serving that purpose? Oh, is it because you had a broken heart? And don't get me wrong, people go through that. And that's a very real thing. And it's something that you have to overcome. But at the end of the day, you really want to come to the realization that you are here to serve. And when you can come to that realization that you're here to serve others, then guess what? You'll kind of get over the whole brokenhearted thing and you'll move forward. And you'll step into a higher position in your life. And that's what really loving what you do is all about. When we hear, oh, do what you love and the money will come, and you should always do, you know, what, or love what you do. But what it's really about is stepping into that higher position in your life. It's not just about the money. The money is going to come as a result of you opening up and allowing things to flow into your life the way it should. But I have to ask again, can love truly conquer fear? Well, when you put conquer in the right context, then the answer is yes. When you truly have love for yourself, it passes on to others. So you're not as critical. You're not looking for everything that's wrong. You're not, and it doesn't mean that we should stick our heads in the sand and pretend that there aren't things in life or challenges in life that we need to address. So we definitely want to address those talents, because that's why you've been given the gift that you have, so that you can address various challenges as they come about or as they already exist. So you have, many of you have talents that could solve a lot of the issues that we have in society today. So, but the reality of it is that when you truly have that love for yourself, you're going to pass it on to others. You're going to use that talent. You're not going to make excuses for not being your best. This allows you to feel enough love, say, for your fellow man to not withhold the amazing gifts that you have, to not withhold your talents, to not make excuses as to why you're not following through, to not make excuses as to why you're not getting it done. Because believe me, excuses are super easy to make. Trust me. You know, I can be a witness to that. So you want to make that decision, though, that, you know what, I have great gifts. I have great talents. And as a matter of fact, at this point, you know, I want to give you guys a power action. And one of the power actions that you can implement is that take the time to write out all of your unique gifts and talents that you have. What makes you so unique? What makes you so awesome? And don't hold back, and you don't have to share it with someone else who's going to talk you out of how great you are. You don't have to do that. This is for you. So take the time and do that so you can actually recognize how amazing you are. And this is going to allow you to feel that love for yourself that you need to feel so that you can, in fact, demonstrate it to your fellow man and not withhold those gifts. Because the truth of the matter is, that's kind of why we're all here. When you walk in love, you will take care of your health, and you're not going to constantly fear the illnesses that can come from being unhealthy. You're not going to even spend time talking about those things. That's not even going to be your focus, but you're going to work to be your very best. And if you're listening to this and you say, well, I'm out of that game because I'm unhealthy. I don't, I eat what I want. I don't exercise. I don't do any of those things. Listen, it's okay. You can recommit like right now and you can say, you know what? I am going to be more committed to myself, spend more time with me, connect with myself more. And we talked about this on yesterday's podcast. So if you missed that podcast, go back and listen to it and you're going to be inspired by it. So when you understand what it means to really kind of walk in that love, it starts with you. So you will open your heart and your mind to prosperity, because you will not only want the best for yourself and the best for your life, but the best for others also. So fighting over the idea of not having enough, well, that's not going to be a consideration. Now, don't get me wrong. This is easy for me to say, but I want to tell you that in order to get to the point where you're like having this love affair with yourself, and not in a narcissistic way, but in a healthy manner as God intended, in order for you to get to that point, it may require some effort, some work on your part. Okay. Or you may already be there, but if it requires work, that's okay. You start and you start today. Finally, when you walk in love, you will do what you're supposed to do to bring out your best, even if it takes discipline, even if you have to start over again, even if you say, wow, I gave it my best shot, but I didn't follow through on something. But you can always, as I said, recommit and then decide that you're going to keep going at this until you follow through, until you achieve the goal. Now, you're going to make a decision about your discipline level. And at that point, when you make that decision, then you're going to do your best to make yourself stick to it, right? Okay, so as the biblical scripture tells us, for God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So this tells us that a spirit of fear might rise up in us, okay, but the love that's in us that was put there by God, that's going to allow us to rise up and we're going to be able to conquer fear. So there's your answer right there. Love does conquer fear, but you have to use it. Okay, that's a decision. Love is a decision. People keep thinking of it as this feeling in the sense of romance, but it is a decision that you make, that you're going to love yourself. And as a result, you're going to be in a position so that you can really love others to the point where you can't wait to display put your magnificent talents on display. Hey, listen, you guys, that's all I have for you today. And I just want to remind you that next month, you are going to get success tips. You're going to get ideas about reinventing yourselves. You're going to get free downloads and other tools that will give you the clarity and the boost that you need to push fear aside and to go for your goals. So March is like, it's going to be a success frenzy all month long. So you do not want to miss it, starting March 1st. And feel free to share this podcast with others, someone that might be walking around being afraid to use their talents and to go for their dream life. So pass this podcast on to your friends, your family, your coworkers, and anybody else you know, even the stranger in the street that you meet. Okay, maybe not the stranger. I don't know. But anyway, just pass it on, you guys. Hey, listen, that's all I have. And enjoy this wonderful Wednesday and do life with power.